fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our third hour on Monday, the 11th day of September. The prep tip today is to get spare parts for your rifle. We have with us Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA, world-class training with rifles and pistols in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri. The website is freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. And yes, Sam will answer the phone beginning Wednesday afternoon. You want to order a rifle? Or sign up for a class, give him a call at 417-718-2597. And Sam, what would the firearm tip of the week be, sir?
Well, today I'd like to talk a little bit about 9mm handgun ammunition.
Roger that, go.
A lot of people have 9mm handguns. They use them in concealed carry, and they use them to defend their home with or defend their person, their family when they're out and about. And it's a good choice if you know how to use it and you have good ammunition. So let's talk about what makes 9mm ammo good ammunition. So generally speaking, we have ammunition that is labeled and made at what we call plus P, that's P as in Papa, plus P pressures. Now, when you practice with your 9mm, it's perfectly fine to practice with cheap, inexpensive practice ammo. The cheap ammo is generally not as reliable. You get practice in clearing jams and malfunctions and things like that. That's fine. That's actually good. But when you load a magazine and put a round in the chamber to defend your life, first thing you want is you definitely want a hollow point. You definitely want something loaded at what we call plus P pressure. But before you do that, make sure you own a pistol that is rated to handle ammo at plus P pressure. Most modern Glock clones are rated for plus P pressure. It's not a problem. So if you have a Glock or a Springfield XDM, you know, or something like that, you're going to be fine. But you need to make sure your pistol's rated for plus P pressure. You can call the manufacturer, look on their website, it'll tell you. Also, you want to make sure that you don't purchase a round that's too heavy. So back in the day when I first started looking at 9mm and ultimately chose a 45 ACP because I didn't like the energy level of the 9, I like the 45. I was looking at ammunition, and they were around 370, 360 foot-pounds of energy from a 9mm, 147-grain bullet. Well, grains is the number of – it's the weight of the bullet. And 147 grains is way too heavy for a 9mm. So if you have a 9mm and you've got 147-grain hollow points in there, that's too heavy. And the reason we don't like heavy in a handgun bullet is because handguns are marginal. They barely get the job done when it comes to defending yourself. Handguns don't stop a grown man that's angry very quickly. A grown man on drugs, it's a tough ask for a 9mm. Unless you make a headshot or you just shoot one right through his heart. But the bottom line is that you absolutely need to look for a bullet in the 90 to 115 grain range that is plus P pressure. Now, why is that? Because the way the equation for energy works, if you double the mass of the bullet at a given speed, you double the energy. But if you add 10% to the velocity of the bullet, then you square the energy. So it's a squared function when you increase the velocity. And plus P ammo shoots the bullet at a faster speed than standard pressure ammo. We want that energy. We want to capture that energy. That's what we want to use to defend ourselves with, because ultimately energy transferred to the bad guy is what stops the threat. Now let's talk about terminal performance of the bullet. Typical 147 grain hollow point will blow right through a guy. It'll just poke a hole in him. When we shot through 24 inches of calibrated ballistic gelatin, the 147 grain bullets that St. Louis SWAT used and that the St. Louis City PD officers used at the time went through all 24 inches of ballistic gelatin and lodged 8 inches into the berm behind the gelatin. What does that mean if you shoot a human with that bullet? That means that the bullet's going through the body, it's exiting the body with significant velocity and energy still left over, and it leaves that in a wall or a tree or a dirt mound or, you know, some the TV, who knows, right?
Right.
We don't want to waste that energy. We don't want to poke a hole in someone and leave 60% of the bullet's energy in a wall. We want to convert that energy to stopping power. How do we do that? We shoot the bullet faster. That causes the RPM of the bullet to rise as well, because the twist rate of the barrel is fixed. It's a fixed known commodity. So if you shoot a bullet at 1,500 feet a second rather than 1,000 feet per second, you not only get more linear energy because we square the velocity, but you get more rotational energy transferred to the target if the bullet breaks up. And that's what we want. We want the bullet to expand or come apart when it gets inside the bad guy. We don't want it to poke a hole and leave 60% of its energy in a wall. And so we can add rotational energy to the target, to the bad guy, and we can also add linear energy. Now, what does that do in human tissue? It creates what we call a larger temporary wound cavity. So when a bullet pokes a hole in someone, it leaves a path, what we call the permanent wound cavity. That is the path that the bullet takes that destroys bone and flesh. The permanent wound cavity will determine whether the target lives or dies. It doesn't correlate so strongly to whether he stops attacking you in the moment. What correlates to stopping the attack is the temporary wound cavity caused by the shock wave of the energy transfer. So if you have a 147-grain bullet that pokes a hole in somebody and leaves 60% of its energy in a wall, you get a relatively small cigar-shaped temporary wound cavity around the permanent wound channel. When you use, for example, a 100-grain bullet, Corban plus P, and that thing hits and breaks apart and transfers all of its energy to the target, you get much more of a football-shaped temporary wound cavity, which is much, much larger in diameter. Why is that important? that larger diameter temporary wound cavity is more likely to shock a central nervous system area and shut the bad guy down. This is how we live. This is what saves our life, is the temporary wound cavity hitting a central nervous system area, CNS area, and stopping the attack immediately. So you could shoot a guy with a 147 and a 9mm, and this has happened many times, and the guy dies 4 days later. But because the temporary wound cavity was so small, he didn't stop attacking, and so he continued to kill and hurt people and then dies 3 days later. That's not the optimal result. The optimal result is to shock a central nervous system area and have that guy go to the ground right now and stop attacking and stop hurting people. That's why, particularly in a 9mm, anything that's marginal on stopping power, we want a light, fast bullet, and that's our best chance to live if we're attacked.
Well said, Sam. Well said. Would you care to give us some specifics of manufacturers and different types of bullets that you would recommend?
Oh, absolutely. I really, really like the Corban ammunition. Corban makes a number of things that are top-notch in 9mm. They make the 90, 95 grain plus P hollow point. They make 100 grain plus P round. They make 115 grain plus P round. Any of those would be far superior to the 147 grain hollow point. You know, also Hornady makes some really high quality handgun ammunition. And let me see if I can get to that quickly and give you some suggestions there. Let's talk about Hornady 9 gun. They make a critical defense round in 100 grain called an FTX. They make 115 grain FTX, right? They make 115 grain XTP. All of those are top-notch rounds. Federal Cartridge Company, they make a really good handgun round in 9mm plus P. If you're shooting a 40 Smith & Wesson, rather than 155 or 180 grain bullet, look for 135 grain plus P. If you're shooting a 45 auto, instead of a 230 or a 185, look for a 165 or a 155, 145 grain bullet in plus P. Those are the kinds of things you're looking for to optimize the performance of your handgun in a situation where your life may be on the line.
Roger that. You ready for a couple of callers here, Sam?
Let's take them.
Okay. First, we have Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Yeah, good morning. Can you hear me? Because I can barely hear John.
Yeah, we can hear you barely.
We hear you fine. We hear you
fine.
Speak up.
Okay. Hey, so, Sam, you got me thinking with that 9mm thing you were saying right there. So if you shot somebody and they had body armor on, considering that the 147 grain bullet poked a hole plumb through and seemed to, you know, open more energy, so to speak, would that be more effective if they had body armor, or would
even the weakest body armor defeats any 9mm round? So that's not the answer. The answer is to shoot the perp in the pelvic girdle where they're not wearing armor.
Okay. Now, interestingly, I was just talking to a friend of mine who's a deputy, and he said that their training is teaching people to put two in the center mass chest and then instantly put one right above that, like the divot in the throat, you know, at the top of your rib cage.
That's poor training. You don't have time to experiment with the first two rounds to see if the guy's wearing body armor or not. And the top of the throat area above the chest plate is a very hard area to hit because of the way a human moves. If you want to live, you put the first two rounds in the pelvic girdle, drop the guy to the ground, and then put one in his head when he's not moving around so much.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah, his training's terrible. That's like, it's like the 1960s called and wants their training regimen back.
Yeah, that's a good.
Now, we know, so, we have a little more information now, Kyle. That kind of advice, you just have to take the Nancy Reagan approach and just say no.
Yeah. Okay, the next thing, last week you were talking about billet bolt catches and said that everybody ought to have one. Well, it just so happened there was a gun show this last weekend, and if I remember correctly, you were saying the 9300 grain billet or metal along with the S7, correct?
Yeah, well, we're talking bolts now. Are you talking bolts or bolt catches?
Bolt catches. The thing that breaks the most.
Yeah, that's the bolt. That's a bolt catch, bolt release mechanism on the left side of the typical AR.
Yeah.
So yeah, you don't want to cast factory bolt catch. I replace hundreds of those now every year. It's ridiculous the number of those things I have to replace. They break all the time.
So didn't you say that they make it out of an S7?
Well, I'm not sure about the metallurgy on the bolt catches. Any billet bolt catch will do. But when we were talking about 9310 steel, 9300 series steel, or S7 high shock stainless steel, we were talking about the bolt itself, the metallurgy on the bolt itself.
All right, so where I was going somewhere with this, there was a guy at the gun show selling bolt catches for AR-15s, and the metal in them was called an S7, but then it had MIM, which is metal injection molded, and I was curious what you knew about that and if that was any good. I haven't heard of that before.
Well, if it's made at the right pressure, it'll work just fine.
Okay, interesting. Well, that's what I wanted to ask you about. That's always great information. I appreciate you being on Monday morning and taking your time to do that.
Thank you, Kyle.
Okay, Kyle, thank you very much. Our next caller is Eric in New York. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, guys. I wanted to chime in on jury manipulation. Is that okay?
Sure.
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. So when I was involved in helping a man who was being put on trial in New York for a gun rights case, the details of the case I can share with you if you want to, but the point was, during the jury selection, the jury pool was 40 people. And out of that 40 people, and I sat there and watched this happen in the courtroom, 5 of the 40, that's 13% almost, had law enforcement or were intimately involved in the legal system. One woman was married to a state trooper. One woman was the mother of a state trooper. Another gentleman was a part-time police officer in a neighboring town. Another man was the deputy mayor of a neighboring town. And another woman was a paralegal, who I, by the way, saw whispering with the court clerk off in the corner before jury selection. That paralegal conveniently made it onto the jury. That's 13% of the population. That is not an accurate or, no.
No, that's not representative of the population. It goes on all the time. And we've talked about your friend and their case before, so we don't need to cover that here. But, it's disgusting what's going on in this country, the lawlessness and the absolute disdain for justice that these liberals and communists have. It makes me sick.
It is, and if we could get enough people just to stand up nonviolently, we won't have to turn to the ammo box if we do this with our mouth and our, you know, just making a stand, you know, in the way
restoring integrity to the elections process and then getting out and actually voting would solve the problem. But so many people are lazy or they're afraid to stand up.
There you go. Everybody find your courage. And guess what? By the way, I'll tell you what really screwed up the court with a little bit of activism that we did. I called the courthouse and I said, when is jury selection? And they said, that'll be Tuesday morning at 8:30. So I got to the courthouse at 8. Can I hold?
Yep. Hold on.
We'll wrap your comment. Okay.
Great.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early.
Gentlemen, let's conclude your comments here, Eric, and we'll move on.
Yes, sir. So knowing that the jury selection, after calling the courthouse, they told me jury selection for the case was on Tuesday morning at 8:30. I got to the courthouse at 8:15 with a stack of jury nullification flyers, and I walked, this was just before the doors opened at the courthouse, and there was like 100 people in line for jury selection for two different cases. So real quickly, I walk down the line, here's some information about jury duty, here's some information about jury selection, boom, boom, boom. Everybody got a flyer which said the jury has the right to judge not only the facts of the case, but the law. If they feel the law is immoral or the charges should not have been brought, then the jury not only has the right, they have the duty to vote their conscience and vote not guilty. Oh, boy, did that freak out the court. The judge walked through the gallery. I know everybody got a flyer today, but you have to promise us you're not going to exercise jury nullification. That's jury tampering. Anyway, I highly recommend that people, that's a great thing to do if you want to do something activist, and it's easy and quick. Call your courthouse, ask them when jury selection is, walk down that line of people and give them all a flyer, and you can find the jury nullification letter at courtroomwatch.com. Just scroll way, way, way down until you see jury nullification letter. Thank you, gentlemen.
Very cool. Thank you.
Well, the The national organization is FIJA, Fully Informed Jury Association. It's been doing this for decades. And one quick follow-up, Sam. When I was working with Mr. Shaw doing criminal defense work, we got a chance to see the questionnaire sent to federal jury pool, prospective members of the federal jury pool, which included, are you a member of the National Rifle Association? So I wanted to, seriously, you can't
they
make
want to exclude anybody that was a member of the NRA.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny, John. I've never been asked. I've voted in every election for 35 years. I've never been asked to serve on a jury.
Oh, go figure. Hey guys, one last comment. The ramifications of us doing this caused New York courts to now, rather than the judge give jury instructions, they show the jury a movie now. So I thought that was kind of a small victory. We don't have the jury tampering judge anymore. We get to watch a movie about jury duty. And thank you so much for taking my call.
Very cool. Thank you,
Eric. Okay, Eric, thank you for your call. Let's move on. Our next caller looks like BJ in Kansas. Good morning, BJ.
Hey, good morning. I went to a gun show a couple weeks ago, and actually, I was looking for Andrew there. Didn't see him. Were you there, Andrew, at the gun show in Kansas City?
No, I don't do gun shows.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, I have more rifles and pistols than I can build and make just driving to the shop every day and back.
Okay. I understand.
So I don't do gun shows. So what's going on? What did you learn at the gun show?
Well, I looked at you had suggested a gun for a woman, and it's just too much for my wrist. I'm thin. I work out. I have muscles. But somehow my hand strength isn't the best. And I looked at a Ruger Max 9 9mm. It was $399. I picked up that gun. I can handle it. It felt comfortable. And a little bit about me, I grew up on a farm near Mennonite country. My grandfather was German, so he'd trade with the Mennonites. And how much knowledge do you have on the Ruger Max? 9mm.
Well, it's a 9mm pistol. I mean, they're fairly simple in design. Uh-huh. There's not a lot to know about them. Do you have a question about your pistol?
Well, I'm going to take lessons. And I'm rusty. I grew up with a I have a slingshot too.
We have another lady coming to a basic class here in September. I think it starts on the 21st. If you want to come get some training, you're welcome to get in that class.
Wow. And is it in your hometown?
Yeah, that's in Lebanon.
Lebanon?
Yeah, Lebanon, Missouri, at the Freedom Center.
Been there many times in the past. Unfortunately, I got to September the 18th. I have surgery on the foot. I'm grabbing it. I have a displaced toe, worse than a bunion. So I got to get that taken care of. I know there is places here in Kansas City, around Kansas City, that will teach you the mechanism and safety of guns. But I would love to come to Lebanon, but it's just kind of out of the question right now.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And I'm just seeing a lot of bad stuff in my area. It's amazing. It's bad. I see 15 cities going up. And
BJ, good luck on your surgery. We thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
I'm sorry?
Thank you for your call. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I got a call back another time. I got information about the guy that was trying to look up stuff about the 9/11. I have it. I have what he's looking for. I'll call back another time. I'm not sure when.
Thank you, BJ. We appreciate it. We got a bomb there.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fix bayonets.
Blame Eden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
TheLibertyMan.com. I mention my COVID panel a lot because, quite frankly, it's the worst crime in recorded human history, in my opinion. A view shared by Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer. Impeccable credentials. That's what Dr. Michael Yaden says. The worst crime in human history is taking place right now regarding the COVID-19 vaccinations. More than 200 articles and videos, including Dr. Michael Yaden's articles and videos at thelibertyman.com. Products that will help you achieve your goals as well. We have Harvest-Right, commercial quality freeze-dried equipment, the Liberator rocket heater. You want to stay warm and cozy and save money? Winter will be here before you know it. You order your Liberator rocket heater right now. It's in stock, ready for immediate shipment. And, of course, the energy cleaner. If you're not doing things you love to do because of arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, get yourself an energy cleaner. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. Details, we can place your order right there at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Sam Anders, proprietor of Freedom Center USA, world-class training with rifles and pistols in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri. The website's freedomtrain.net. The telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Well, Sam, I mentioned the first hour that we started two wars within a few months of 9/11/01. The first was the invasion of Afghanistan. There were allegedly about two school bus loads of Saudi Arabians hiding out in the mountains of Afghanistan. So we went to war with an entire country to get at these 100 Saudi Arabian terrorists. That sounds kind of out of proportion to me. How about you, sir?
Well, of course. I mean, you know, one of the beautiful things about having SOCOM and JSOC is that we have these leaders that know how to direct men with specific skills in a very surgical way.
Right.
We don't have to go to war with a whole country to deal with 60 bad guys.
Right.
And of course, if you saw Kennedy interview the head of the DEA a few days ago, it was incredible. This woman wouldn't answer a question. He asked a very simple question. Isn't it true that if the president of Mexico would give our special forces permission to operate, that we could destroy and defeat the cartels and get rid of this scourge of heroin and fentanyl in this country? And she danced around, wouldn't answer that question. He asked it five times, the same question, and that clown of a DEA leader refused to answer his question. It was the darndest thing I've ever seen in a congressional hearing. And the truth of the matter is, our special forces guys, the elite of our military, are amazing. Their capabilities are amazing. Their ability to move and operate, their athleticism, their ability to shoot, their ability to accomplish things as far as disrupting and destroying things like cartels, their ability to do that is off the charts amazing. The fact is, not a single president, not Reagan, not Bush, not Trump, none of them, not certainly not Obama, certainly not Biden,
were willing
to unleash the capabilities of our SF guys on these dealers that are killing 100,000 of our citizens every year.
Roger that. Well, Sam, I mentioned this before, but when I ran for Congress in 96, I debriefed a retired DEA field agent, a 20-year man. He says, John, every drug introduction operation I did for 20 years, once we got to the third level above the street dealer, the operation was shut down and we were reassigned to new operations. You know, yep. Because once you get above the third level above the street dealer, you start bumping into government people. The purpose of DEA is to preserve the government monopoly on the distribution of drugs, isn't it?
It absolutely does. And here's the thing. A lot of people, they ask me this question. Well, why were Democrats for border security years ago? Because we had drug problems. We had heroin and cocaine and stuff being run in from Central America and Mexico all the time. They were all about border security back then. Why don't they want the wall built? Why don't they want border security now? And I tell them, because there's nothing to do with drugs. It's easy to smuggle drugs. There's a million ways to get drugs in the country.
Right.
It's hard to smuggle humans. It's right. All about human trafficking. And once you understand that, you understand why the border policies are what they are, because we have very, very dirty senators in this country that are involved in things that the average human wouldn't even believe.
Well, going back to your earlier statement, Senator John Kennedy was questioning the Ann Milgram, the DEA administrator. That was about 4 months ago.
Yeah, that was a few days ago. But what an incredible thing to watch.
Absolutely.
Her dance around the truth, right?
Yes. Ready for our next caller?
Certainly.
We're at Carlos in Georgia. Good morning, Carlos.
Hello.
Go ahead, sir.
Hello?
You're on air. Go ahead.
Yes, hello?
You're on
Hi,
air, Carlos.
Carlos.
Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Yes, I wanted to make a comment. This is Firearms Monday, right?
Yes.
It is.
Okay. I don't know if it was way back, if you guys can comment. I think Sam might have brung this up about the military had to intervene back in the 1800s in the state of Missouri because the local government was so corrupt and they were doing the people so bad that the military had to intervene and actually remove the local government. If you could comment on that or clarify, or maybe I might be mistaken.
Well, I know this. I know there was a lot of corruption in the police department in St. Louis City, and the state took it over.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure about the military action you refer to. Can you give me a time frame year-wise?
It was, I think it was the 1800s, because I...
That's 100 years. Can you narrow it down a little for me?
Oh, I imagine it probably after the Civil War. I'd have to go back and research it, but because there was, I think it was in the Constitution, it said the people can petition the military personal or because of corruption or if the government, local and state government, is not, protecting the citizenry.
Why don't you do your homework and get back with us next week? Because we really don't know what you're talking about, Carlos.
Okay, I swear it was one of these. I thought it was you guys. But,
yeah, I talked a little bit. I talked a little bit on this show about how one of our city police departments had been so corrupt that the state had to take it over and run it, and that recently the city took it back over. I don't know if that's what you were referring to, but I'm not sure that was 1800s. That might have been early 1900s.
Okay, then I'm mistaken. I'll have to research it. One other comment I would like to make is, I don't know if this is on the topic, but since you are in law enforcement or have been involved in law enforcement, both you and John, I don't know if you noticed the gang tattooing on a lot of these people, South American gangs, Asian gangs, and I've noticed around a lot of areas, even legitimate businesses or legitimate business front, I don't want to say for sure, but that you see the guys behind the counter with specific tattoo markings, a lot of gang-related webbing of the hand, neck tattoos, face tattoos. Can you guys elaborate about that? And also, I mean, this goes back to, having invasion people in place for, causing uprising and unrest in local cities.
Well, there's certainly a lot of I think the government calls sleeper cells, but there's a lot of people around the country that are positioned both by the Chinese government, by the Mexican cartels, and also by some of the more radical Muslim elements. There's certainly been people that have been pre-positioned by the thousands in this country to be able to disrupt and cause problems. I'm not an expert on gang tattoos, although some law enforcement guys I work with are very knowledgeable about that. Maybe we could get one on the show to talk a little bit about what some of those tattoos mean. I know that I think when you see an MS-13 guy with tears tattooed down his cheek, mm-hmm. each teardrop represents someone he's killed. And I think there's a lot of nomenclature like that applies to a lot of these different tattoos, sort of like the patches do on a motorcycle gang's jacket. They all have certain meaning, but I'm just not up on it.
Okay. Well, okay, that's Carlos. For now, that'd be everything. But thank you very much. I love everything you guys do. Keep up the fight. Keep up the information battle.
Roger that. There's other symbology. I know Somalians, men who have committed murder, they designate that by their earrings that they wear. For example, I had some firsthand experience with that. And the call number is 512-248-8252. A lot of our discussion this morning has been about the culture war, hasn't it, Sam?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot going on right now, and there's a lot of attacks on the American culture and on justice and on truth, and the censorship just gets worse every day. And, you know, I've noticed now on my web browser even, when I try to go to a website, like a conservative news website, the browser won't take me there. It tells me it's fake news, or it tells me it's a dangerous website.
Really? No kidding.
Oh, I mean, it's disgusting, the censorship that's going on right now.
It is. And that's AI doing that. It's not a human being, right?
Probably. Yeah, I would imagine.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty unreal. You have to go to a different search engine, a different web browser, and you know, word things a little differently just to get to a website these days. You can't even type in the URL anymore. It's disgusting what's going on in this country.
It is, absolutely. Well, I'm reading that there's been 1 million guns, new gun sales a month, every month for more than 2 years, 1 million plus every month for more than 2 years. No precedence for that, is there?
Well, I can tell you this, the guys at the InstaCheck system told me 2.5 million a month.
Really?
Yeah. So, you know, you can look at it any way you want, but, you know, the fact of the matter is this place is a powder keg. And, you know, what's really interesting is a lot of times when you have these culture wars, you get this shouting back and forth through the media, through other, you know, means. But when one side gets quiet and they're just loading ammo and sharpening their knives, You know, that's an indicator that we're getting close to a time where there could be some real violence. And I hope we fix the election process. I hope we thwart all of this corruption in Pennsylvania and Ohio and Florida and Georgia and Arizona and all of these places. Well, the FBI just got caught in a FOIA request. They were hiding thousands of bogus ballots.
Really?
That all had bogus signatures in the state of Michigan.
The FBI.
I mean, the FBI in Michigan. I mean, no. The leadership of the FBI in Michigan should all be in jail right now.
Well,
you know, and they hid all of this evidence. And see, that's the thing. What people don't realize, the NSA and the FBI have all the information they need to prosecute these crimes of voter fraud and the people that perpetrated them. But they're being silent. Why? Because they're controlled by the same people that perpetrated the crimes.
Well, the key to this with the FBI is a special agent in charge, which every field office has.
Yeah, the SAC.
And his assistant, whoever that might be. That's where the rubber meets the road in terms of authority and control, isn't it?
It absolutely is. Those people should be in jail right now in Michigan. And any of the guys involved in the hiding of evidence. But, you know, that's what the FBI does best. They kill enemies of the state, and they clean up government messes and hide evidence. That's what the FBI does. It's disgusting, but they need to be defunded. They need to be disbanded. Their powers need to be spread among five other agencies. There is nothing in the United States more in need of the separation of powers than the FBI. They need to be disbanded, broken up, and their powers need to be distributed among other agencies.
Yeah, they've lost credibility at every level. Even the FBI laboratory has lost credibility, hasn't it?
Well, I remember a time when 17 of their lab rats went to jail for fabricating evidence.
Right.
So
right.
Let's not pretend. The FBI has a long history of felonies. And it just seems like none of them ever wind up in jail. Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
It is amazing. Yep. It is amazing. Yep. Well, it's a shame, but I don't know what will take to change it. if Donald Trump gets reelected, that's probably our best chance, but that remains to be seen, doesn't it?
Well, it'll take a lot. It'll take a guy with a lot more spine than Donald Trump to disband the FBI and clean up the swamp. Trump had 4 years to do it, and he ran on a platform. He says, the guy that keeps his campaign promises, well, your campaign promise, your number one promise was to drain the swamp. Did you drain the swamp, Donald Trump, or did the swamp just charge you with four crimes in four jurisdictions?
Roger that. That's exactly what took place.
You know, let's be honest about what actually happened. The swamp did not get drained, and now Trump is battling that for his life.
Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Ladies and gentlemen, well, Sam, as far as Monday is very popular on Republic Broadcasting, we bring a lot to the table, a lot of information, and we get students from all over the world. How many countries have students come to Lebanon from so far?
I think we're up to 17.
17 countries. And one of the part of the mission statement of Freedom Center USA is to have our students become instructors when they go back to their home, wherever that might be. And we've had a lot of success with that, haven't we, sir?
Yeah, we definitely want another, them taking this information, disseminating it in their own communities. That's the key.
Absolutely. I did this myself recently. It was a recreational shoot with some friends, and I distributed copies of the on-paper copy of how to properly clean your rifle to those there, and gave a few points of on precision marksmanship that helped everybody have a better score. The whole goal, my goal, of course, is to get these guys to sign up for the real classes at Freedom Center USA. That's where the real training case takes place, isn't it, sir?
Well, we do a great job, and students learn quickly, and it changes their life, to learn how to use a weapon properly and efficiently, with no wasted motion.
Now, before we wrap this up, we have a legal matter going on. Some incredibly wealthy people are suing Freedom Center to steal the property.
Right.
Competent legal defense is very expensive. There's a panel at my website at thelibertyman.com to make a PayPal donation, click, or mail a check or money order. The address is right there. And the help from Republic Broadcasting listeners and the John Moore Show have been tremendous, hasn't it, sir?
Oh, it absolutely has been tremendous. And we need the help. And it's kept us in the fight. And we're going to win this fight. And we've got about 6 months of battling to go, and then it'll all be over. So I'm excited for next year, because it'll free us up to do a lot of things rather than just pay lawyers. And it's a great thing.
It's been a massive distraction of time and money, resources that should have been going to improving the Freedom Center. But in a few months, that'll be behind us. We will be victorious. And in the meantime, we do need these donations to keep the legal battle going, don't we, sir?
That's exactly right. A shout out to all the people that got their thermals. We shipped out 28 out of 30 thermals last week that people had ordered. We've got we're waiting on two thermals for two guys, but everybody else got theirs, and we're going to ship out the rest of the custom pistols. The Freedom Center Collector Edition pistols are going to go out this week. So people that haven't got theirs, they'll probably get them the middle of next week, middle to end of next week, they'll receive those. So I'm excited to get all of that done. It's been a long time. It's been quite the battle with all the COVID and the machines being down and all that stuff. But, things are going to rock and roll here in the next 14, 15 months. And people better get their act together, because things could go south in a hurry.
Roger that. Sam, thank you. We'll have you back next Monday. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, John. Have a great week. Let freedom ring, brother.
Roger that. That's it for today. Get your medical supplies, your engine cleaner, your essential oils. Now, while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri, the lovely state of Missouri I get to live in, the even larger, beautiful state of Texas. And, Lord, please, God bless the United States of America.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.